Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. He's floating the possibility of applying new pressure on Moscow after the White House this week paused U.S. military aid and assistance to Kyiv. In a post on his Truth Social platform Friday, Trump said he is considering the action based on the fact that Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. Speaking with reporters, President Trump was asked if Vladimir Putin is taking advantage of the U.S. suspension of intelligence sharing.
I actually think he's doing what anybody else would do. I think he's he wants to get it stopped and settled, and I think he's hitting them harder than he's been hitting them. And I think probably anybody in that position would be doing that right now.
The sanctions threat came as Trump faces criticism for increasing pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal while downplaying or even denying Russia's responsibility for starting the war with its invasion 3 years ago. China Friday vowed to retaliate against what it called the Trump administration's arbitrary tariffs. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Foreign Minister Wang Yi called U.S. tariffs arbitrary and irresponsible. Since returning to office, Trump has sharply raised tariffs on China, accusing Beijing of unfair trade practices and threatening U.S. industries. He's also pulled back from global institutions.
Imagine if every country emphasized their own priority and believed in strength and status. The world would fall back into the law of the jungle.
Although China has responded to Trump with its own tariffs, it appears to be careful not to escalate tensions with the U.S. leader it sees as unpredictable. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
This is VOA News. Paris's transportation chaos is ending after an unexploded World War II bomb disposal operation. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
France's transport minister, Philippe Tabarot, says train services will gradually resume and roads will reopen. Tabarot adds the successful disposal operation had required the mobilization of 300 police officers. Earlier in the day, travelers had expressed their frustrations. Jonas Gabler from Germany was heading to London for a Saturday concert.
They don't know if there will be any trains departing today, so they recommended to be sure to take a train, to book a train for tomorrow.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A war monitor says 2 days of clashes between Syrian security forces and gunmen loyal to former President Bashar al-Assad have left nearly 200 dead. The clashes along the coast are the worst since Assad was removed from power in early December by insurgent groups led by the Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham. On Friday, large numbers of Syrian troops under the new Islamist authorities were deployed to Latakia, where a curfew kept civilians off the streets. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports that the outskirts of coastal towns are still under the control of Assad loyalists, as is Assad's hometown of Kardaha in the mountains overlooking the coast. U.S. President Donald Trump says he sent a letter to Iran's supreme leader over the country's advancing nuclear program. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Iran is enriching uranium at near weapons-grade levels.
You can't let them have a nuclear weapon.
So the president tells Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo he sent Tehran a letter.
Saying, I hope you're going to negotiate because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing for them.
The president's seeking a new deal to replace the one from which he pulled America out in his first term. Iran's supreme leader last summer opened the door to talks with the U.S., but last month said negotiations with Washington are not intelligent, wise, or honorable. The president says the time is now.
Something's going to happen one way or the other.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Women across the world will call for equal pay, reproductive rights, education, justice, and decision-making jobs during demonstrations marking International Women's Day. Officially recognized by the United Nations in 1977, International Women's Day is commemorated in different ways and to varying degrees in places around the world. Demonstrations are planned from Tokyo to Mexico City, and this year's global theme is Accelerate Action. It comes at a moment where many activists worry that the current political environment may result in backsliding on many of the rights they've long fought for. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.